New York's pretty interesting. You know, you can go through the cities. You can go Buffalo and Niagara and Rochester and Syracuse. Again, what do we have here? Ithaca, Cornell University, Binghamton, another university town. We've got Albany and Troy and Schenectady over here. Rural counties in the far north, that's distinctive. A lot of people here have French-Canadian background. There may be a correlation here. In New York City, we can see Staten Island having gone Republican. New York, the counties are smaller than the city, so you have five counties in one city. So you can get real detailed information. But a place like New York County, Manhattan, that's about 85% Democratic voting recently. Westchester County, if you go back a few generations ago, that was very Republican. Now it's shifted. Not so Rockland County or Putnam County or Sullivan County here. They have some interesting characteristics. Anyone know this area? Actually, Rockland County and Sullivan County are also very heavily Jewish. You can see it over here. That's the Catskill Mountains. That's the old Borscht Belt up there in Sullivan County. There's Rockland County there. And, of course, in New York City itself, heavily Jewish, and there the vote very heavily Democratic. But in these suburban and Rockland County, 33% Jewish population, Republican, right? Some of the more conservative Jewish population has moved out there. Especially a lot of the ultra-Orthodox have moved out into those areas. Putnam County over there, very heavily Italian-American. But it's a difference where we have affluent suburban counties, Republican voting still in New York.